Peter Sinclair's got some nice runners today. Maureen, morning, Pete. How are you?
Morning, Cos. How are you going?
I'm terrific, mate. You've got favourite sister going around in the third there today. She's been winning well up around the area.
Yeah, only just step up in class and distance. She's been going well at the picnic. It's a bit different today, you know. Like she's not proven at the mile, and you know, it's a fair jump in class, but home track, so you just roll the dice and see how we go.
I tell you what, I don't care where you go. It's hard to win at the picnic, so isn't it?
Oh, it doesn't matter where you go now. It's hard, and like everything. I just heard you talking to Gary Portelli about the Everest. Well, my main aim is we've got a horse track flash later in today, and the Race New South Wales have brought in a great concept with that picnic. There's a $50,000 race at Dubbo in September for horses that have gone through and get a point score at the picnic.
Yeah.
You know, bit of a step down from the talking about the Everest, but
it's fantastic. Main, yeah, too right, yeah. It is.
It's
good.
A great concept, you know, because horses, like the horses that I've got, normally aren't, you know, if I run them in a $50,000 race, if I nominate them, they probably wouldn't get a run. Whereas that race with the picnic, going through that, they're not, you know, they get up around the point score, they'll get a run, and they would never normally be able to compete in prize money for that much prize money.
I think it's wonderful, the concepts throughout the state now, aren't they?
Yeah, unbelievable, yeah.
Now, Free Billy, this horse had his last couple of runs in Toowoomba, but they weren't bad runs.
His last couple were a bit poor. Like, he's been over racing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's back. Honestly, Ozzy, I really think he needs a paddock, but again, being at home, we thought we'd just give him a roll around. He just needs to settle. He's been, everyone I galloped him the first time, he's sort of just charging a bit, and he's just running on empty at the finish, you know.
All right, you got Cool Rules. It's been going well at the picnics as well.
Yeah, Cool Rules. We're getting ready. He went out last year and won a race at Louth and then went and won the Corinda Cup. Just loves the dirt tracks, Cool Rules. And they tell me that a lot of the commands go to up around like those dirt tracks up around Darwin and that and go really well as well. So.
Yeah. Well, they handle the wet. They like the sting out of the ground. So whether they just like that sort of track.
Yeah, I don't know, but he loves it rock hard. The harder it is, the better he goes.
Goodness. And that's the fifth, the seventh. You got two here. You got Track Flash and Real Blonde.
Yeah, Real Blonde's been a little bit disappointing. I put a tongue tie on her today, hoping that'll improve her a bit. I was saying that her first two runs were like in races too short for her, and her last start at Gunnedah, she doesn't like the wet at all. And you know that was a wet track, and the track was a little bit biased that day. The horse on the inside, but Daniel Naughty said to try a tongue tie on her, so we've done that. And she always races well at Moree. As most of my horses do. And the other horse, Track Flash, he's been going well at the picnic. And he's the horse that maybe should get a run in that good race in September. And he goes really good on the home track. But that's a hard race. Like you got Mysticism and Double Eagle and Shane Edmonds horse, maybe even you, is that his name? It goes good. It'll be a hard race to win that one.
And your boy, Nathan, he's got Gilded Spirit in. It had terrific form last preparations, first up.
Yeah, he went good. He'll go all right fresh. Like he'd be punching up around there somewhere fresh. And Nate does a good job. Nate, he just got beat in the Mungindi Cup the other day with our Danny boy, and he's heading out to St. George on Saturday, like out in Queensland.
Yeah.
Other side of Mungindi for the St. George races. So he just, Nate loves those sort of, he's busting to get a horse to go to Birdsville.
Ah, you have a ball there.
Yeah.
And how's his health going these days, Pete? For people who don't know, you donated a kidney to him, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it's funny you asked that because everything was rolling along super, and then about 4 months ago, he had a big scare where his kidney started to show signs of rejection. So we had to pop down to Newcastle and get a biopsy and do a couple of things down there, and then we had to go and have a week in Tamworth, and they put a new drip in him, and it's all going well now. And he's going really good.
Oh, fantastic! Give him our best. Let's hope his horse goes well today.
Will do.
And good luck today, Pete. Good to catch up.
No, thanks, Ozzy.
Thanks a lot, Peter Sinclair there, and his son Nathan, who trains as well at Moree. They're racing today.